For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. During my 6 years in the seminary, one summer was spent in hospital chaplaincy as an intern, and I was fortunate enough to go to Dartmouth Hitchcock Medical Center in Lebanon, New Hampshire. And I got a chance to explore New England all summer, and I even have weekends off. It was a great assignment. And they assigned me to the intensive care unit and the cardiac care unit. Some of my fellow students, that we were of different denominations in this program, I was the only Catholic there, some of them had never been around sick people very much. I had been doing Eucharistic ministry in the hospital for a while prior to coming in the seminary, so I was not unfamiliar. Well, we had a number of challenging things, that, as you might imagine, that came in there, and especially in the ICU unit. And in my first week or two, I had what is still, to me, one of the most difficult things that I have seen. There was a lady that came in, and she had been on a motorcycle that morning. And I don't know if she was a rider or a driver, but she had an accident. And when she woke up in ICU, the only thing that would move was her head. Everything below her head was paralyzed by this accident. Can you imagine? And so I was called in to pray with her and then to talk to the family. I was not a priest yet. What would you say to them? What would you do? So I prayed to God, and I went in to see this woman. I will never forget the look of terror on this woman's face. I can still see it. It still is something that has stood out after all these years. And I went into her, and I believe she was Catholic, so I brought the Eucharist to her. And as I came in, I took the Eucharist. She could not swallow, that she had a tube down her throat to keep her alive. And so I took the host in the pyx. I left it in Jesus in his little gold box that we carry him around in. And I put him on her broken body, and I put my hand on her, on the Eucharist, and the two of us prayed together. I've done this many times with people who cannot receive the Eucharist, which is more often than not in the hospital. And I asked her to close her eyes. It was something that still worked. Very, very few things still worked in her body. And we began to pray. And as we prayed, Jesus was in our midst. Where two or three are gathered in his name, there he is. He was there, first of all, in the Eucharist, his body and blood. And even though she could not receive, of course, Jesus is not limited by that. He can still come in, and he did come in. And she was touched, and I could see by the heart monitor that she had calmed down while we prayed. And that's a common phenomenon. Even when people are comatose, they will often calm down when you're praying the Our Father with them or when you touch them. Keep that in mind if you're in that situation someday with someone you love. So we prayed. And notice that Jesus came to her. He came to her not as Jesus of Nazareth, not as the glorified Christ that will come at the end of time to judge the living and the dead. He came as Jesus in the Eucharist, paralyzed for us. He requires us to move him and to speak for him. And I said to her that our Jesus, too, is paralyzed. He comes to you not as an observer, but as a fellow sufferer. And so then I called the family in. You know, there was about 20 of them. I can still see them in my mind also. And I had them gather around the bed in the ICU. It took up almost the whole room, you know. And they normally don't let that many in at one time, but they did for me. And I had one hand of hers, and I held the other, and we got them all in a circle, and we prayed around her together. And this was a family that had faith. And we prayed the Our Father together, and I led them in prayer. And there again, when two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in their midst. Notice it's when we're praying as a group that Christ is particularly powerful. And in this case, we became aware, and I pointed out to them, that Christ was in our midst, not just in the Eucharist, though this is very powerful. We can always recognize him there, even when we're alone. He was also present in the face of this poor, terrified woman. Suddenly, we had come to comfort her. What did we have to offer her? Nothing. What can you do for someone like that? Not even the doctors could really help. She died later that day. But we brought Jesus to her. And suddenly, in bringing Jesus to her, she became Christ to us. Suddenly, it was Christ on the bed, paralyzed. Christ was waiting for us to come and pray with him. He was there. Christ had been manifested to us because of all those that cared and came to her, even though we came only with love, having nothing but Christ to bring, which was enough. There was another way in that story in which Christ was present, and that is that for that woman who was so ill, everyone who came and comforted her was Christ to her. And so in this way, Christ wants us to find him in each other. We're built for a relationship with each other. Christ is nothing if not a relationship between the Father, Son, and Spirit. And so he commands us. He says, when you pray together, as we are at Mass, as we do as a family before meals, hopefully when you eat together, or even at a restaurant, he says, where two or more are gathered in your name, suddenly there am I in your midst. I don't know how many times I've been with parishioners or even family at a meal, you know. You sit down there to pray. And we start with the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. And everybody's looking to see if I'm going to do that. And then they go like this. You know? But Christ is in our midst. And even there we can witness to others by our prayer. I believe Christ is hidden in many places in our world. It's something Christ has taught me over and over. As we go through the scriptures, we will find many other ways that Christ is amidst us. He starts with the Eucharist, which he will be here on earth until the end of time. But he also is hidden particularly in our brothers and sisters, even those who are our enemies. Christ is waiting to see if we will love him in that place. It reminds me a little of a children's game that I don't believe it was around when I was a child, and but it was something which I know most of you have heard of. It's called Where's Waldo? In this group, most everybody's heard of it. I think some of the older ones last night weren't sure what I was talking about. But for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, it's a picture, a very busy picture of all kinds of things going on and scenery and things. And in the corner is this boy, Waldo, a very strange-looking child, I must say, and he says, can you find me in this picture? And so, you know, if you look at the picture, you can find a few obvious Waldos to get you going, but really, to find some of the hidden ones, you really have to look, and it takes practice, and as you begin to know how to look for him, you find more and more Waldos in the picture, and you can circle them, and it helps you to figure out where he is. This is the way the Lord is in this world. Even for people who don't pray, they will occasionally really see a manifestation of God. But normally, Christ needs us, he wants us to look. And the Holy Spirit will guide us through our day to find Jesus in the various places where he is hidden, but most particularly when we pray together. We have a great ministry here in the parish, which I wrote about in my column, and which you can get more information on it there if you're interested. Some of the parishioners and myself pray for those in great need. It's called the prayer chain. And those with serious needs call us or email us. And those, we don't pray physically with each other, but in praying together, Christ is manifested through those prayers. Those whom we pray for are Christ to us. Those who are being prayed with are being prayed with by those bringing Christ, which are those who are praying. So our Lord wishes us today to understand that whenever we are praying together, he is among us. I think that this poor paralyzed woman, whom I can still see in my mind after almost 2 decades away from that scene long ago, still has something to teach, I think, and had a lesson, and her life And that is that where two or three are gathered in my name, suddenly there I am in the midst of you.